Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rug. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one. This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
Yo. Since I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way, it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a race to show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice to show us how to take it.
Take it.
Your boy, Dr. Will Rogers. Bad with you one moment. Let me switch over my mic here. All right, there we go. Can you hear me? Let me turn this off as well. All right. Welcome, 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 welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. Today is Wednesday, May the 2nd. Wednesday, May the 2nd of 2018. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son Yahushua. So today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today we want to jump right in and we want to talk about something that is extremely important, and that is modern-day sorcery. We all know that we live in a world that is controlled by forces, and so many of us may be aware or unaware of the God of forces. So today we want to talk about modern-day sorcery. I've done many shows on modern-day demonology or modern day demon possession, and we've talked about that. We've talked about pharmakeia, we've talked about sorcery before, but today we want to go a little bit deeper down the rabbit trail, and we want to talk about, get a deeper understanding of how to soar without sorcery. We also want to talk about the number one benefit of the life management system. One of the things that I am very, very proudful, very, very thoughtful of and very, very thankful of is the benefits of the program that the Father has given me to keep me out of prison. And at the time, as a young cat coming up, I really didn't understand the value. Like all of us, we don't see the value in being us. That's the reason why we are being something that we are not designed. Many of us don't see the value in our flaws. We don't see the value in how we process our flaws. Modern day sorcery, the ability to soar using sorcery or using magic. It's very interesting because when we talk about this subject or any subject, we are really talking about the things that animate the body or assist us in becoming us. So sorcery is no different. We've talked about the seven spirits of God yesterday, and we've been talking about how the seven spirits of God help to animate the nine gifts of God. And we talked about that coming out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 11 and verse 2. Today we want to come or talk about Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 18, verse 23, is where we find sorcery. Now, sorcery is really interesting because it is not what I would have thought when I talk about or think about sorcery. So sorcery is really what some people call witchcraft. Some people call it, you know, wizardry. Some people call it, you know, black magic, juju. Voodoo, hoodoo, a lot of different names for sorcery. So the practice of sorcery biblically was strictly forbidden. Sorcery is like that movie called Maleficent. That's another word for sorcery. Sorcery is a Latin word. It's a Latin term that just means mischief. So mischief, so the ability to engage in mischief. Sorcery is just another category or another word for the social science of magic. It is a magic or it's magnetic. Now, we live in an electromagnetic world, so sorcery is magic or it's the ability to attract. It's the use of power that is gained through the assistance or the control of evil spirits. Emphasis on the word spirits. Because spirit is the animating principle of the body. It is only evil because it's, again, based upon somebody's definition of what is good and what is evil. So sorcery is something that assists with animating the body. Let me say that again. Heavenly Father, touch the mind, will, emotion, imagination, and intellect of your people. Sorcery is another word for witchery or switchery. Sorcery is also another word for incantation, which is another word for what I'm doing right now, talking. So sorcery is the ability to influence something or someone. Sorcery, again, is the ability to exercise what some people call superpower, the ability to, again, exercise influence. So sorcery, my brothers, sorcery, my sisters, is not necessarily good or bad. It's just how that it is being used. So modern-day sorcery, again, is yesterday's demonology. So in the book of Revelation, it says that sorcery is how that the great men of renown are going to control the world. So you and I should understand how people of power get their power. Then we should also understand how people of God get their power. The problem is the people of God are getting their power from entheogens instead of endorphins. Now, brothers, sisters, this is a very deep topic because I need you to really, really understand. I have no personal experience with entheogens, but I have 50-plus years of experience with endorphins. And so I'm going to talk to you about my experience, and I know a plethora of people, and now it's even closer to home, with people that I know that are under the influence of an entheogen instead of an endorphin. Because they don't know the difference. One is inside, the other is outside. One is of the big G, the other is of the little G. One is Christos, the other is Krestos. That is the smoking gun. It's two sides, same coin. Now, this is contrary to most people's theology, but I need to give you some biology so that way you can understand my theology. I wrote an article based upon the audiobook that I did many years ago, and it's still under on my Facebook page, I think. I haven't really looked in a while, but The article was called How to Maintain a Natural High. And in that article, I broke down the difference between understanding morphium or morphine and morphium. It's really interesting because they're both spelled very similar and they are pronounced phonetically the same. So M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E or M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E. Notice how similar they are spelled. One is outside the body, the other is inside the body, but they both produce the same effects. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. So what we have is a counterfeit empowerment that allows you to soar. Everything that God has, the big one, the real one, the true one, the devil has. The problem is most Cretans can't understand whether it's the big G or the little G. Thus, the reason for the life management system. Thus, the reason for me being successful. Thus, the reason that I will always be gainfully employed. Thus, the reason for my life being effective. Thus, the reason for me being on the planet. Thus, the reason for me being at a place where now I have dunamis power because I have confidence in myself, but the confidence and the energy came from somewhere. There's a entheogen that gives you confidence and energy. Everybody I know on this earth would like those two attributes. Now, there's many others, but these two attributes are very important for modern-day sorcery. It allows you to soar. But I recommend that you soar. Now, remember, I can't take credit for this. This was a gift. God gave it to me. I thought it was of no value. I've always had a lot of energy. I thought everybody did. I always had a lot of confidence. I thought everybody did. Even when I didn't have confidence, my lack of confidence was still better than everybody else's. I've always been what some people call a little cocky or arrogant. I suffer from the Napoleon complex. I'm a little guy. So as a little guy, I've always, you know, it's like a little dog. The little dog always barking all the time. The big dog, he never say nothing. But that dog will maul you. Now the little dog, his bark is more painful than his bite. And so I had to understand when we talk about sorcery, Revelation chapter 18, verse 23 tells us something that is extremely troubling. It says that the light of the lamp will never shine in you again. If you do this, it puts out the light inside of you. Somebody should, I pray that you hear my voice again. This is personal. I'm personally experiencing this right now. That's why I'm talking about it. I personally experienced it in my family. I personally lost a brother. Personally watched and lost as a very close family member went through this and died. They're not here. So this is very close. So I'm going to get through this today with no emotion, no yelling, none of that stuff. I'm just going to talk plainly to you today so that way you can understand how important understanding the difference between an endorphin and an entheogen. Because your light, if it gets put out, it's not going to come back on. There are certain things you can't do. There are certain lines that you can't cross, because once you cross them lines, it's like trust. It's real hard to get trust back. They say it's like a mirror. When you break a mirror and you try to pick up the pieces to put that mirror back together, you're going to cut your hands in the process. Now, some mirrors are worth cutting your hands to repair them and put them back together. Most mirrors are not, but there are some. I hope you're one of those mirrors. The light, according to the Bible, in Revelation 18:23, it says this is underneath the doom of Babylon. Now, everybody knows that America is called Babylon. So this is the doom of America, basically, and the people in America, as you will see based upon what I'm getting ready to share. The light of the lamp will never shine in you again, number one. And the voices, more than one, of the bride and the groom will never call out in you again. For me, That represents what we talked about yesterday. The whole world is controlled by feelings. Feelings are controlled by the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious and the subconscious are controlled by the unconscious. Everything that's in your life right now, you draw into your life to validate your life, meaning the bride and the bridegroom, meaning male and female. We talked about that yesterday. Remember, the male is the conscious. The female is the subconscious. The male is the seed, the ideal. The female is the subconscious, the womb that creates the ideal, meaning the female. That's why there is no vowels. There's no feminine letters inside of the Hebrew alphabet. Why? That way it can't grow. Now, I don't know about you. If you got a bunch of men who just going around spreading a bunch of seed, how are you going to produce babies or fruit? Women, that's why some cultures or some men, you know, you guys know the one group I was a part of, the Egyptology movement, they believe that the black woman is God. I kind of don't get where they get that from, because without a woman, you ain't got no womb. Without a womb, again, you can't bring forth life. You can't create. So men, we got great ideals, but if you, that saying behind every great man is a great woman. That's true. Because why? The woman is called the helpmate. She helps make. She's not the help meet. She's the help make. The woman, the female energy, the subconscious energy. In this scripture, the Bible is telling you that if you engage in sorcery, which is pharmakeia, which I need to break down so you can understand, you will not be able to hear the voice of your conscious and your subconscious brain. Then it says in Revelation 18:23, for your merchants were the great ones of the earth. Now, who are the merchants on earth and what makes them great? It's called capitalism, and they're called the dominant culture, primarily Caucasian. Now, that's not all. They are made up of all colors, races, and creeds. But the merchants, a merchant is somebody who engages in capitalism. Nothing wrong with that. It says that they are the great ones of the earth. Nothing wrong with that. But then it says, because the nations were deceived by your sorcery. So there are great people on this earth that are engaged in capitalism, and they are using sorcery to deceive all the nations. Now, I love the way it says it in the New Living Translation. That last sentence says, for your merchants were the greatest people in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. So the merchants maintain their greatness. In other words, the priests control the peasants with drugs. Now, I've been saying this for a long time. The number one drug is religion. The word Christos, which again, I've got $10,000 to anybody that can prove me wrong. Number one, is the definition wrong? Go to the Greek or the Hebrew, you will find the definition. It means drugged one. Now, I didn't write the dictionary. I just went and I looked in the dictionary, and I was able to read the definition. And the definition of the Greek word that gives us the English word Jesus, it means drugged one. Now, I didn't write that, man. That word was changed. It used to be C-H-R-E-S-T-U-S, Christos. They were called Christians. There was no mention of Christians until after Constantine. Now, I've been saying that for 25 years. That's a little old for me, so I'm not saying it no more. That's the first issue. The word that gives us our Western Judeo religion, it means drugs. The great men, according to the Bible, that the people that are drugged use, I use the same Bible because I used to be drugged. That's why I know what the hell I'm talking about. Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with it. Now, remember, you are drugged for a purpose. What's the purpose? The Bible says you're going to be a slave. You're going to be a slave to righteousness. You're going to be a slave to sin. So the drug is designed to help you have energy and confidence. That's the purpose of a drug. Now, this is modern-day sorcery. Now, in the Old Testament, it says that you're not supposed to engage in this. That's why I need you to understand. Because confidence and energy makes you soar. If you got unlimited energy and if you got unlimited confidence, somebody walk up to you and you say, hey, man, I would – now, I don't know. Maybe I got dropped on my head when I was a kid. I remember when I first got into real estate, the first of the 10 houses that I bought, the first guy, I still remember the address, 8710 Porter Call. I called the guy. I still remember his name, McFarlane. Hey, Mr. McFarlane, I'm going to buy the house, dog. How much, you got the down payment? Yes, sir. I go over there. He asked for the down payment. Well, what had happened was the way my savings account is set up. So I was negotiating because I learned that at a seminar. And he said, boy, call me back when you get the money. So next day I called him back. You got the money? No, sir. Click. Next day I called him back. You got the money? No, sir. Click. Every day, 10 times, 10, 15 times, I called this dude. Finally, the dude says, boy, how much money you got? Because I wanted something from him, I was not offended by the word boy. He was Caucasian. I had no problem with him calling me boy because I wanted to get something. That was his house, and I wanted to get it with no money down, and I did. Why? Confidence and energy. What drug was I on that gave me that confidence? I was on endorphins. I was not on entheogens. Brothers and sisters, entheogens, they give you confidence and they give you energy. But just like the Bible says, they put out your light. They suck the life out of you. Drugs. The word sorcery simply means form of care in the Greek. If anybody don't believe me, please just look it up in your strong concordance. The number is G as in golf, 5331. For the sake of time, I'm not going to do what I usually do, play it, read all the seven definitions, give you all the facts and the figures, because I know that somebody's listening that don't believe a word I'm saying. They think I'm just blowing hot air. But if you want to look it up for yourself, it's Strong's Concordance number G as in golf, 5331. The English word sorcery is the Greek word pharmakeia. The Greek word pharmakeia means the use of or the administration of drugs. Sorcery, magical arts, in connection with idolatry, which means triadol. Look at the word idolatry, means triadol. It has to do, again, with what we call endorphins. Now, the word endorphins is actually not a bad word. And the word entheogen is actually not a bad word. Endorphins and entheogens. Now, let's look at these two words. This is the difference between inside drugs and outside drugs. I had no idea. All I knew was when I was a little kid, I just liked running around and doing stuff. Right now, I exercise 2, sometimes 3 times a day. Now, everybody that knows me and that watch me work out, they're like, this dude is on something. Because they don't understand that when you exercise, and they do, but I have this in my book, again, Natural High, that I talked about before, the audio book that I did about 10 years ago, when I just stumbled across this because people kept asking me. Then I asked myself, it's like the watermelon diet. I just brought up a watermelon yesterday, ate it, and detoxed, if you want to use that term. Now, I didn't know why I was doing it. I just been doing it since I was a kid. Same thing with the exercise. Same thing with everything I do. I just follow my gut. And again, 50-plus years on the planet, my gut has never been wrong. So my gut says don't do outside. Don't look for outside stimulation. Get inside revelation. And so I've been following my gut ever since I was a little kid, and it's always led me in the right way as to what I should and should not do. So the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So if you got good blood, you got a good life. So a lot of people, they have slow-moving blood. We call it high blood pressure. But the reason that the blood moves slow is because the blood, again, has toxins that slows it down. So hallucinogenic plants, these are a great way for the body to put inside of it spirit, meaning animating principle. For example, mushrooms. People use what they call magic mushrooms. Now, there's a whole book that talks about the Anna Mascariot. There's whole books that talks about, again, these psychotropic plants that are psychotropic drugs, which is what the word Christ means, which is what I talked about and what John Allegro, which is the only guy that was commissioned by the Vatican to study are to interpret the Dead Sea Scrolls when they were discovered in the Qumran Caves in 1948. After he interpreted the Dead Sea Scrolls, he quit everything that he was doing, and he wrote a book called Magic Mushrooms. Right after that, y'all know the story, he ends up dead because what he said went against what the Vatican wanted him to say, which is another study for another time. What am I saying? I am saying you might want to look at, again, the foundation of our fertility cult or our psychotropic drug cult, for lack of a better term. Another study for another time. I'm simply saying fasting. I used to fast a lot. What does fasting do? Fasting produces a certain chemical in the body when you abstain from eating foods over a certain period of time that does the same thing that the plants do that is called opium. So you can get an endorphin or you can get what is called an entheogen to produce a quote-unquote high. How? There are neurotransmitters that have what they call opiate receptors. All of the psychotropic drugs like opium, they have what is called an opioid peptide. Have you been watching the news? Do you know that there is an opioid epidemic? I watched the news last night. They're coming up with an opioid vaccine. Why? Because there are opioid receptors on the surface of your blood cells inside the body that take in opioid peptides that function as neurotransmitters. Neurological, trans means to change. Mitters, again, means disposition. Now, as I'm going to be talking about in the next series, CRISPR-9 has been introduced to bring about genetic engineering. This is called we have neuropeptides. They are exchanging that for technopeptides, which I'm going to be breaking down later on during that series. So the question is that are you drugged, and if so, how and on what? Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, the word one drug is morphine, M-O-R-P-H-I-N-E. The drug you should be using is morphine, M-O-R-P-H-E-M-E. One is plant-based outside the body. The other is brain-based, released by secretions and hormones inside the body. Now, the word hormones has the word harmony in it. So your hormones controls your harmony. The word secretions has the word secret in it. Just look at the word. It's the word secret ion. Secret. So in order for you to have the secrets unlocked inside of you, the secretions must be controlled by you. But if the secretions inside the body is controlled by plants outside the body, then the thing, as it says in the Gospel of Thomas, the thing that you that precedes you will precede you into heaven. That means into a peaceful state, whether we talk about the physical heaven that everybody believes you when you die you go to, or we're talking about the metaphysical heaven, which you go to right now, every day. Every day I wake up, I go to heaven. What does that mean? That means I got a peace of mind. That comes from the seven P's that I teach inside of the life management system. So, Brother Will, can you talk in English? Because you said that this was the number one benefit. You said this was some great shizness you're getting ready to drop. Okay, let's look at the word endorphin. The word endorphin is spelled E-N-D-O-R-P-H-I-N. It is two words, endo and orphan. Now, does anybody know what an orphan is? Okay, I think the silence says a no. And the orphan is really, if anybody got old blood? Those are the original angels. So this is how you put your original angel, which is your original angle, back. Now, I could talk about endorphins for a couple of hours using physics, no Bible. The word endorphin means it's a group of hormones that are secreted, secretions, both words, hormones and secretion. In this endorphin, within the brain, at the top of the brain, there is a circle where all 12 of your cranial nerves, which represents the 12 disciples, which represents the 12 months, which represents the 12 zodiac signs, even though there's 13, they all come together in top of your brain called the Circle of Willis, W-I-L-L-I-S. Go to Google or your favorite search engine, type in the word Circle of Willis, click on images, and then prepare to have your mind blown. Now, if you can do what I do, you will have a natural high every day, all day. I was talking with my kids, and they was like, my oldest daughter told me, "Dad, like, I thought you was on drugs pretty much all your life." Because I could not understand how the hell you was, especially when I was in New Mexico, and I was a full-time cop. I had my own business, my VIP, Vision Impact Photography, and I was the supervisor at the biggest private, it's the Ivy League version of a high school in Albuquerque. It's called Albuquerque Academy. I was doing all three at the same time, amongst other things. We're going to talk about those other things. And I was working like a madman. And I was unlimited energy. To this day, still, I got unlimited energy. I go all day, every day. But the question is, how? And the question is, the bigger question is, why? I have done some certain, the car I'm driving right now, I went to the car lot with a credit score of under 300, no job, no money, and the house I'm living in. So the stuff I do is based upon what? Confidence. But where does the confidence come from? Clarity. Where does the clarity come from? Studying purpose. Where does purpose come from? My interior design. Where did my interior design come from? The person. The person. Who's the person? Yahushua. So if I understand the person, the place, and the position, I get something called dunamis power. Now, you can get a drug to do that and give you the same thing, but it destroys the light, amongst other things. So the word endorphin, if you look at the word, it simply means inside the brain, there's chemicals that is released, hormones and chemicals that are released, that goes into the nervous system that has psychological or physiological effects on the body. They are peptides that activates the body's opioid receptors. Let me say that again. Anybody suffering from any kind of depression, anybody suffering from any kind of lack of perception, anybody suffering from a lack of focus, anybody suffering from a lack of a spiritual connection, if you want to use that term, with the bigger G, with the big G. If there's anybody that is having any issue, any feel-good chemicals, it's because the endorphins that interact with the receptors in your brain has been turned off by outside stimulation. The body immediately stops producing these. Now, remember the word endo, it means to, E-N means to in or to let something in. Orphan means original angel. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. Your prior existence with the Father, everybody on this earth is a fallen light being. Your light is bent. You got to restraighten it. Anybody needs to improve their self-worth and their self-esteem. And you must release chemicals inside of the body. These are called, again, oxytocin, serotonin, melatonin, you know, dopamine. These are the feel-good chemicals. There are plants that produce a euphoric feeling. It's called the runner's high. So when I get on the treadmill and I get that heart rate up to about 170, I experience what they call the runner's high. In sports, remember Michael Jordan, they would say he was in the zone. Modern day sorcery, they got entheogens. Now, the word entheogen, now remember the word endorphins means I'm going to open the door, D-O, and let E-N in a orphan. The orphans, there are different classes of angels. If I open that door, we're going to be here way past the time. So I'm just going to say that different classes of angels without breaking it down. Everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, your angelic type is based upon your blood type. I've already did the series. If you got O blood, you're an original. The problem with people with old blood is everybody I know with old blood, it's like in the movie Witch Hunter. I was talking to a client yesterday that had O positive blood. She was explaining to me all of these psychic experiences. This was crazy. You wouldn't believe it. I don't have her permission to retell the story, so I can't tell you. But let me just simply say, I don't know nobody that has old blood that don't have these same experiences. The problem is they don't connect the dots. It's like in the movie Witch Hunter, Vin Diesel. The dude, his little apprentice, the guy, the priest that took over for him, the witch kills him, and he tells the witch right before she kills him, he's doing all of these things for her. The reason, though, that she kills him, she killed in the movie Witch Hunter. Y'all got to watch it if you haven't watched it. In the movie Witch Hunter, the reason the witch kills the guy is because he has no magic in his blood, meaning his blood wasn't O positive or O negative. Now, I've been saying this for 25 years. I've asked people to go to your doctor and ask them, what does negative mean in the blood? I haven't found no doctor. I've even asked five of my doctors in the military when I got out. They just changed the subject. Now, they know, but they ain't going to tell you. They ain't going to tell you what it means. I've already told y'all what it means. So King Og in the Bible, in the book of Kings, read who was King Og. Why did he steal on board the ship with Noah? All old blood was moved off the planet. King Og is the only one that had old blood, according to the Bible. Now, what does that mean? That means if you got old blood and you engage in this activity because of your blood has magic in it already. I got clients that when they started engaging, when they did ice or when they did crystal meth or when they did some type of drug, they saw demons. It took them into the spirit realm. Only people that old blood has that ability. Now, that's another study for another time. I know it's contrary to your theology, I understand. Unfortunately, I got like something called 20 years worth of experience working with and talking with people who had to, they had to get them demons out their head. Because once you open that door, because what is it? Look at the word entheogen, please. I'm begging you. Please look at the word. It's spelled E-N-T-H-E-O. E-N, open the door. Let me in. T-E-O, Theo, that means God. G-E-N, that means genes. Open the door. Let a God into your genes. Now, if you don't get nothing from today's message, I pray to the real God that you have not opened that door and let that little God into your genes. If you have, may God have mercy on your soul. Don't tell nobody I told you. Ain't nobody on this earth can help you. I can tell you what to do, but it's going to be up to you to get that demon out your head. And trust me, the Bible says no man can go into a man's house unless he first binds that strong man, the strong man. And the devil says, once you get rid of them, seven more, worse than the one that you got rid of, is waiting. Trust me, they're coming back. Plural, more than one, that we've been working with, that I've been working with for years because of this issue. What is it, Brother Will? Okay, we've already broke down endorphins. Now we've got to break down how sorcery works. The Bible says that the light of the lamp will never shine in you again if you let that Theo in. It says that the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, the conscious and the brain is disconnected. Do you know what happens to the brain? Anybody? Has anybody done any research on stuff like crystal meth? On stuff like I don't know, man. I mean, I ain't the brightest tool in the shed. Like I told you guys, I don't have no personal experience because thankfully, by the grace and mercy, I have a biological brother who's dead right now because of crystal meth. I watched him. I have a brother-in-law who's dead. The rate by which his body and his brain deteriorated, there's no words. I can't. It was like something out of a horror movie. This is one of the most intelligent guys. This guy was, man, I just can't believe it. And the way that he went out, he actually really died from kidney and heart failure. The way by which his body decayed due to the result of meth, crystal meth, and what it does, it has psychotropic effects on your, it is a energy. But you know what it does? It burns and it destroys your dopamine receptors. Now, don't believe me. Do your own research or go talk to, you know, a drug therapist or what have you. But I need you to understand. The way that it works is it destroys the surface, a receptor placed by which the chemical interacts with the cell, connects so that way you feel. Meaning, you do not have the ability to feel ever anything good. You are permanently depressed. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. But they say this stuff, and again, we were talking about one crystal meth. That's a plethora of all of the drugs are the same. It affects the central nervous system. It influences the brain's chemicals, and it destroys the brain's or the cell's ability. It destroys the opiate receptors on the surface of the cell. So that way, all of the feel-good chemicals, no matter how many of them you try to get, you can't feel it. Now, I mean, I could continue to talk for hours about what that means. So you could do something that you like, whatever it is that makes you feel good every day, and you could never feel it. Now, I don't know. Personally, I've never done it. But the people I've talked to, some people say that, okay, you can do something to get that feeling back. According to the science, according to the scripture, the light of the lamp will never shine in you again. The voices of the bridegroom will never call out to you again. The merchants of the great ones of the earth, because of the nations, they are all deceived by their sorcery. So the brain does not have the ability to determine right from wrong. I didn't read about it. This is a book, man. This is personal, man. This is real. This is sad. I'm trying not to be emotional because I said I wasn't going to be emotional. But this is hitting home. I don't know if you got family members like that. I pray to God you don't. I pray to God you don't. I do. I've already lost my brother. He's dead. He ain't here no more. Last time I saw him, man, I walked up to his house. He says, "Nigga, who are you?" I said, "Man, I'm your brother." He says, "You ain't my brother. You don't get off my porch. I'm going to put a..." This dude died, and he lost the ability to recognize me. I'm his biological brother. Last time I saw him before he died, he looked me in the eye and said I was not his brother. Do you have any idea, man? This is my oldest brother, my older brother. And then I lost another brother. I've lost two brothers to this, biological brothers. Not something that, we got different mothers, but I mean different fathers, but we're the same brother. Same, we're brothers. We're the same mother. Let me make sure you understand, because I don't know if you really understand what I'm saying. Let's look at the word endorphin. I mean, entheogen. We looked at the word endorphins. Endorphins is what everybody should be doing. It's simple. Go outside, get some fresh air. Just walk around the block. That's it, man. Exercise, that's all you got to do. Do you look at the word, anybody look at the word exercise? Exercise, it's almost the same as exorcist. Is there anybody want to get rid of some demons? I'm going to tell you what I do. Now, I know, this is probably contrary to your theology. I understand. I can just know what works for me. Demons ain't got no power over me, man. They come every day. They try. When you exercise, you perform an exorcism. Another study for another time. If you don't exercise, this is why I exercise every day I can. Sometimes 3 times a day, because I got a lot of demons. I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't trying to blow no smoke up nobody's butt. I keep it real. I know I got some problems. That's why I'm working on myself 24/7. I don't got time to work on you. I just invite, this show is for me. I just invite everybody along to listen. The life management system is for me. I need to manage my own damn life, man. I just invite people along to join. I just figure I might as well make some money and help some people at the same time. I'm going across the street anyway. Is there anybody else want to go across the street? Oh, you want to go across the street? That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, okay, if you are helping somebody else, if you're going across the street, Why don't help your brother across the street? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I'm going across the street, so if you want to go across the street, I'm going to help you go across the street. How do I get across the street? I studied myself. And then I wrote a book to help you study yourself. I just fell in love with myself. Now, when I was a little knucklehead, I hated myself. I didn't like myself. I thought that I was flawed because everybody told me I was flawed. I didn't know that I was flawed for a purpose. So I took my flaw, and then I monetized my flaw, and then I teach other people how to do it. But everybody I'm talking to, not everybody, a lot of people I'm talking to, they are using a chemical substance, typically plant-based, plant origin, entheogen. I got one client. I'm praying to God that he's agreed, and I'm going to interview him on this show. And if you don't do nothing in your life, you need to listen to this, because I can't talk about some of the stuff that's somebody who got personal experience. And I've been working with this client. It took us a long time to get rid of them, what he called plant deities. Entheogen. This is not a game. Many people that I know have ingested a particular psychoactive substance that induces a spiritual experience. Let me say that again. Many people have taken some type of a psychoactive substance that induces, invokes a spiritual experience. Didn't say whether it was benevolent or not. Aimed at spiritual development. Oh, yeah. It just didn't say what spirit it was developing. The word entheogen, my brothers, the word entheogen, my sisters, there's a plethora of entheogens that people take. The biggest one that I know, based upon my experience and the clients that I'm working with, ayahuasca. I pray to God you ain't one of them. DMT. I remember I tried to sign up. They wouldn't even let me in, thankfully. Man, God has been protecting my dumb ass all my life. Because I tried to do it, man. I tried. Entheogens, especially like ayahuasca, they are done ritualistically. Remember I said in the Old Testament the word grove? Bohemian grove? Look at the word grove in the Old Testament. Just find G-O-R-V anywhere in the Bible. Look at what it means. Same place, same time, same moon, same patterns. That's why patterns are power. Patterns, however, are dangerous. Wrong pattern, wrong power. So you like the moon and the planetary energy, where is it at? Is it inside of you? Is it inside of you? Oh, okay. Case closed. The Gospel of Thomas says that if you look at anything outside of you, that will precede you into the kingdom. Meaning you can't go into the kingdom, but the planetary retrograde can. Why? You put that energy, you're allowing that energy to influence your energy. Now, I used to do that too. However, I got something called experience because I've been on the planet longer. Man, let me see. Do I got any clients older than me? I don't think so. Well, lower than most of my clients, we'll put it that way. Now, I study everything that everybody else studies. I read every book that everybody else reads. People send me stuff all the time. I already read it. And it's no disrespect to anybody. It's just that I pride myself because I got $10,000 that I'm trying to keep in my pocket. So I ain't not going to come on this show and blow smoke up nobody's butt. But let me be crystal clear. Anything that you study, anything that you eat, anything. Now, remember, the devil comes in through your eyes, through your nose, through your mouth, through your hands, through your, what sense did I move? Your five senses, those are gateways. Those are portals, demonic portals. Now, they told us those were our friends. Now, I told everybody, and I'm going to tell you, Brother Will, how do you do what you do? The life measurement system works because I use one sense, my sixth sense, my gut, my intuition. It tells me all the time. Now, a lot of times I don't listen to it because the little head thinks for the big head. Since sometimes I'm just like anybody else, I'm still in a dirt suit, and I know, it's not that I don't know. Let's not get it twisted. Oh, well, Brother Will, you made a bunch of mistakes, brother. No shit. But trust me, I knew what the hell I was doing. It wasn't by accident. I purposely went down that road to get that car, house, money, feel good, feeling, whatever it is. But let's keep it real. There is something that you got called your intuition. but you're not using it because you're overriding it with your reason and logic. And then some people are using entheogens. The word entheogen, my brothers and sisters, devoids your natural ability because remember, when I was in bodybuilding, the reason I got out, I was in it for about a week. And they told me once you start taking protein or really other stuff, steroids, your body starts producing its own steroid. I was like, hold on, let me get this right. So if I started taking something outside of my body that my body naturally produces and everything that you do, your body naturally produces, my body's going to stop? And they said, yeah. But that's okay because we're never going to run out. But then I'm going to be dependent upon you as my source. Yeah, but that's okay. I'm your friend. I got trust issues, like where I'm from. Like, you don't even trust your own mama. So that dog don't hunt. So for me, it was easy. But everybody else was like, oh, you're my friend, right? So I can always depend upon you to supply me with steroids. And they signed up. Me? I didn't. Why? My gut said, don't trust that guy. But he's your friend. Still, don't trust him. So I didn't. That saved my behind. I told you guys the story. The only reason I'm not in prison. The only reason I'm not in prison. Because my gut says, don't go to that post office. Me and all my little friends, we was in Richmond, man. We went over there. We caught us up and robbed this lady. She was standing inside the post office. Now, we was little kids. We didn't know that that was federal property. Something in my gut. Now, I could have went with the outside stimulation. All my buddies were like, come on, man, you scared, you little chicken, you little punk, blah, blah, blah. Yep, I'm chicken, I'm a punk. I know I ain't going in that post office. To this day, they're all dead or they're all in prison. All of them. Brothers and sisters, you must. This is not an option. If you don't join my life management system, join somebody else's life management system that teach you how to manage your life and not let a plant, not let a person, not let no other noun manage you. You should be a single standing column of waveform in it. You should be self-sufficient. Get your own shiznit, as my sister would say. Now, I'm not saying that you can't have friends and all of this other good stuff. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying one thing and one thing only. This is all about hallucinogenics, meaning I want to cause you to see something that ain't there. Anybody have any hallucinations? You ever look at the word hallucination? Psychedelics, disassociative, this is all perception anomalies. Meaning, I want you to see shizness that ain't there. Now, I've already been dropped on my head enough as a kid. If I was to do drugs, it would not be good. With my energy level already, with my quote-unquote overconfidence, borderline arrogance, borderline narcissistic, borderline egocentric, and all the other connotations that you could put on me, because I ain't going to lie to you. Hey, I've been there, done that, dude. I would definitely be dead or in prison because I was going to run up on the wrong guy and I'm going to say the wrong thing. Modern-day sorcery is using a plant-based hallucinogenics or any energy from the God of Forces. If anybody don't know who he is, I got a book that explains it. Just go to the book of Daniel, chapter 11. It talks about the God of Forces. He's from the South. He's not from the North. Just read Job 38 if you don't know who the God of the South is, and it breaks that down. This is all sorcery, modern-day sorcery. Now, the plant-based sorcery is designed so that way it produces what they call a endogenous. It simply means that it wants to produce or affect the body's natural opioid peptides and the ability for you to naturally produce through the pituitary gland and the hypothalamus, a certain euphoric feeling that we call the fruit of the spirit, love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. So when you engage any energy, regardless of how great it is, that is not from outside, that is outside of you. Let me say that again. When you engage in any entity outside of you, I don't care how benevolent it is. People tell me all the time, Brother Will, I saw, what's old boy? I forgot his name. That Alex the Crowley saw. Lamb, yeah. I saw Lamb, Lim, whatever his name is, L-I-M, L-I-A-M. He's a benevolent guy. Other people tell me that they saw the Galactic Federation. Some people say that they saw the Ascended Master, the Archangel Gabriel. He ascended to them in a dream. And he said, I'm going to take you and your foe, and y'all are going to change the world. No disrespect to nobody. Every cult I know on the planet, that's how they started. Now, I've seen some crazy shit this in my day, too. I've had stuff appear. I've seen some strange things that said benevolent things. Because one of the attributes, as we're going to be discussing inside the book club, which hopefully everybody will be taking a part of, is the big G is the standard. The standard is a waveform that arranges the waters, as we're going to break down, using hydrogen in biblical history and prophecy, as we break down hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon, and phosphate or phosphorus. And it is the removal of phosphate or phosphorus from the waters that it talks about in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. If you notice, the shizness was already here when that God got here. See, there's something inside of you that's already there when the thing that you are bringing outside of you into you. Whatever energy that you are getting from outside of you, whatever system, whatever, even what you're listening to right now, what I'm saying, man, I'm saying I'm dropping some great knowledge, dude. I'm impressed with myself. However, what I'm saying, it don't mean shizness compared to what you're saying. So in about 2 or 3 minutes when this show is over, you should consider what I said. And then the same way Samson dropped that jawbone after he slew 1,000 Philistines, you should drop everything that I said, and you should go inside of your head. You should find you, if you got to, you know, do whatever people could do stuff. I don't got to do all that. I talk to God 24/7, 365. I'm talking to him right now. But if you need that, you know, whatever you got to do, yoga, tai chi, you know, stretch, whatever you got to do to get into the God's presence, turn on your favorite song, whatever you got to do to get into this into the spirit, listen to that. Now, again, I am the guru of gurus. I think I'm the greatest thing since sliced bread. However, I'm in a dirt suit. There is none righteous, no, not one. I would consider myself very astute. However, I still got chinks in my armor. So don't listen to nothing I said. You listen to it, you consider it, and then you get on your knees, you stand on your head, you do some twirls, whatever you got to do to get in the presence of God, and you listen to your gut. The Holy Spirit is the only teacher. The Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you into all truth. And I guarantee you, if you listen to the Ruach and the Pneuma, the real one, not the outside one, the Spirit, the kingdom of God is inside of you. But you're listening to something outside of you. You're consulting a curandero, a shaman, you know, lady in the red dress, you know, blonde hair, blue eyes, 6'5", you know, dude. I don't know. Whoever you're following. Whoever you're following, they're great. But they're not the original. The original is the standard. The original is interesting. We're going to be breaking it down in this series. This is the number one benefit of the life management system. The number one benefit of the life management system is it activates your endorphins. Period. Drop mic. Extra stage left. Everything that I'm saying to you today is designed to get you to go inside of you to discover you. I'm not interested in creating a bunch of little willies. I ain't forming no cult. I ain't following no army. We ain't going marching. We ain't going to go picket. We're not going to go vote. We ain't doing none of that outside stuff. It's a waste of freaking time. Well, my time. I'm not interested. I'm interested in one thing, going within. Because the kingdom, God is omnisimplistic. See, God has chosen the foolish things of this world to put to shame the wise. God has chosen the weak things of this world to put to shame the things that are mighty. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 27. So every time I start thinking like, hey, Brother Will, I start buying the hype. I go to YouTube channel. I listen to I read some of the comments that say, dude, I don't understand why you only have 100 people listening to you. Man, this stuff you're dropping is great, brother. You should be the greatest thing, dude. You should be teaching like Joel Osteen in front of 100,000 people, brother. You should be on Oprah. And I start reading that stuff, and I'm like, damn, you know what? I should be on Oprah. I should be. And I start believing the hype. And then thankfully, there's something called the Ruach and the Numa. And the spirit, and it says, sit down, Negro. Stuff you sharing has already been shared. You ain't creating. You ain't dropping nothing new. Stop thinking more highly of yourself than you are. The standard is omnibenevolent. So if any entity come to you that is benevolent, all good. If it's all good, all you got to do is watch it. This is what separates me and my program from every other program on the planet. I do one thing. I'm a teacher, people watcher. I learned that in the prison. See, inmates, they just watch people. See, people can fake the funk. But if you watch them, that old man going to come out. Why? Because he's in there. He's just like mine. He's just buried. If you poke the right buttons, if you play the right tune, boom, that old Willie, he going to show up. So I'm telling you, if the old Willie shows up, don't be surprised. Because I'm telling everybody right now, he's still here. He ain't going nowhere. And guess what? Your old man is there too. You just got him on lockdown, saying, well, I got mine on lockdown. I'm starving him, meaning I don't give him no attention. I don't give him no energy. But the moment I go outside of myself, then I start to disembowel myself. I empower the flesh. Anytime you go outside of yourself for revelation, you are just disempowering. You are disemboweling yourself. Outside stimulation is not better than inside revelation. I don't care how great it is. People tell me all the time, well, Brother Will, you understand, bro? I got stimulated, bro, outside. You don't understand. You don't understand, brother. I got stimulated. You understand? Yeah, I got stimulated too, bro. Been there, done that. Got two T-shirts. However, it's not greater than the inside revelation. Brothers and sisters, in conclusion, modern-day sorcery is anything that is outside of you that is taking the place of what's going on inside of you. I don't care if it's a plant. I don't care if it's a female. I don't care if it's a male. I don't care what it is. It's idolatry. I-D-O-L-A-T-R-A. Turn it around. Try a idol. T-R-Y. Just try it. You know, that's how they tell you with the drugs, right? If I say, hey, dude, you ever tried this, man? No, bro. Dude, just try it. You know how many times people told me that? Do you know how many times people told me, bro, just try it? And as soon as they say that, I think about try a idol, idolatry. Dude, how do you know this system doesn't work, brother? Just try it, idolatry. For me, everybody else is different. We all different. Brothers and sisters, I don't care how benevolent it is not omnibenevolent. The big G is omnibenevolent. As we're going to be breaking down in the next series, that's why we're doing this book first inside of the book club. The big G, in addition to being, you know, omnibenevolent, he's omnipresent. He's omnipowerful. He's omni-mystery. He's omni-theorem. He's omni, that's a vibration. He's omni-musical note. And he's omni-one, as in God. So there's all of these omnis that we've got to break down so that way you can understand the big G, because there's a lot of little G's that are acting like the big G. So brothers and sisters, pharmakeia means that there is a entheogen. That means that there is, turn it around, you got genes that was created by God so that way he can come into your life. However, Make sure it's the right God. How do you do that? Make sure you're using your endorphins, not an entheogen. Because endorphins means that you are an orphan, and that being a orphan allows you to enter the kingdom. When you return back to your original angelic state, you are eligible to enter into the kingdom of God. The enemy's job is to keep you trapped in this dimension, and he will use any means necessary, including sorcery, to keep you from entering into the kingdom of God. That means, again, kingdom means kingdom, the dome of the king. The king has dominion over your dome, the 12 nerves in your brain, the cranial nerves, the circus or circle of Willis. Does the king have dominion over your dome? That is the question. So, brothers and sisters, again, that's the number one benefit of the life measurement system. That is why you should be a part of it, because the goal of it is to make sure that the king has dominion over your dome. You are a single standing column of waveform energy. You don't depend on me. You don't depend on nothing outside of yourself. You're just depending on the Spirit of God that lives inside of itself. That is the seven animated principles that we talked about yesterday that come from Isaiah chapter 11. Make sure that those seven animating principles are inside of your body and that are activating the nine gifts, which one, two, or three of them that you have. That way you can oscillate or vibrate and you don't need outside assistance because you got inside revelation. Brothers and sisters, this is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he would never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will.
I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I got this. I'ma get this, cause I accept that I got this.
Yeah,
I
know. Life is such a mind job. I don't pray to you, I pray to my God. Between myself and I, call me tripod. I'm standing on my own, playing my part.
I'm playing my part, better be the biggest one. Kinda like I'm rolling through the hood with the biggest gun. Cause when I'm true me, yeah, I got a heavy tongue. No one can outdo me, how I let the levee run. Cause I'm the clever one, hopping to the Chevy, son. Stepping on your church, how I'm knocking out your reverend. I'm really sorry, but I'm tired of the never come. Bitch, you talking about that money, that'll really never come. So get your kingdom up and get your kingdom in order. Stop letting entities come and breach your border. I'ma hit these entities with a fleet of mortar. Never connoisseur, I'm harder than the border. I've been doing more footprint like a dinosaur. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to dropping my manure. When I see an opportunity, I got maneuver. I send my own damn self to show me how to do it.
I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me.
Yeah. I'm done with the dogmatic. I got organic on automatic. Ain't no panic when you lose concern. Ain't no fear when you let your soul lurk and you let your soul earn. I'ma show you something real when I speak through this. Cause it ain't only me when I speak through this. So you gotta feel the G as I speak through this. Kinda like I'm at the chapel as I preach through this. See, I don't want your money, I just want you to wake up. Cause really it's the money that continues to slave us. Fat and happy while we taking a pay cut. Cause we don't realize that we the ones that's amazing. No more stuck in the placement, cause I'ma never, never stuck in the station. I'ma tell you something, I'ma hit you to face it. If you come on my way and stop me from greatness.
I'm done. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. I know I took a minute, but I got it once I figured out that it was all up to me. And I really love haters cause they keep me activated on a level to a better me. I made a choice one day that I'll pave my way and I'm never looking back again. I know it took a minute, but I got it.